will begin our limud l'zecher nishmas the kedoshim who were murdered in India last week. We're going to be trying to finish Maseches Brachos in Mishnayos in time for the Shloshim. We'll be doing on most days two Mishnayos a day, on some days three Mishnayos a day, to make sure that we finish in time for the Shloshim. Maseches Brachos starts off Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah begins to discuss the proper Zaman Kriyashma for the nighttime Kriyashma. So starting when is it okay to read Kriyashma Shel Arvis? Says the Mishnah, Misha Shakohanim Nichnasim Lechel B'Trumasan. The earliest time to say Kriyashma Shel Arvis is when the Kohanim first come in to eat their Truma. Now the halacha is Kohanim are always allowed to eat Truma. There's no Zman for a Kohen to eat Truma. The Mishnah is referring to specifically a case where a Kohen became possible from eating Truma. He became Tamei, and he had to go through a Tahara process, and even though he was Tovel during the day, starting at Seisa Kochavim, when nighttime begins, he now becomes Tar, and he's allowed to eat Truma again. It's talking about a Kohen who had this specific problem, so he's allowed to eat Truma again. So starting that same time that a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, that's the time that all the rest of us is the earliest time for us to say Kriya Shema. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say it much more directly that you start Kriyashma at Seisa Kochavim? So the Bartanur comments, V'hadol otani mishas Seisa Kochavim, based on the Gemara, the reason that it doesn't say at Seisa Kochavim, milsa agav orchik amashmalim, because the Mishnah has tried to teach me an additional chiddush if they can. Shim nitmu ha-kohanim betumah shetarasim tliyu b'karban, that if a Kohen has a tumah that not only requires going to mikvah, not only requires a tara process of going to the mikvah, but also, or counting a number of days, but also requires a karban, kigon zav or mitzora. For instance, someone who became a zav or a mitzora, and even though the karban can only be brought the day after he went to the mikvah, still ein hakapara ma'akavtan milechel b'truma. He's allowed to eat the truma on the night after he went to the mikvah, even though his kapara, his karban, is only going to come the next day. So we have two chidushim. One, that a kohen is allowed to eat truma at night, and two, that the zman kriyashma starts at night. It starts at Seisa Kochavim. So that's the earliest time to say Shema. What's the latest time to say Shema? So for this, the Mishnah has three opinions. Ad Sof HaShmur Rishona Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, the end of the first watch, the night is divided up into three even sections. So the end of the first third of the night would be what the Pasuk calls a b'shachbecha, when a person goes down to sleep, and that's considered the zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and therefore that's the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Chum Omer Mar Chatzos, the Chum say you have until halfway through the night. Rav Gamliel Omer Ad Shiyal Amud HaShachar. Rav Gamliel says that no, the Kriya Shema can be read, the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis doesn't have to be read when the person is going to sleep. It can be read so long as people are still sleeping, and people sleep throughout the night, and therefore you have until Amud HaShachar to read the Kriya Shema. The entire night is kasher for reading, is still the Zman for reading the Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Bartanur points out, what about all of those people who would say Kriya Shema before it says Hokachavim? Doesn't seem to have any basis in our Mishnah. Everyone says that the earliest time, everyone agrees on the earliest time. The earliest time is to say Hokachavim. The only machlokas is the latest time. So what's the basis for saying Kriya Shema earlier? So he points out, they're relying on a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to have later on in the Masechta, that Tfilas HaMincha Ad Plaga Mincha, that one davens Mincha only until Plaga Mincha, meaning starting from Plaga Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before nighttime, you're already allowed to start doing nighttime things, such as reading Kriya Shema. And generally, the halacha is, the Gemara Paskins, Da'avid Kamar Avid, Da'avid Kamar Avid, that one has the right to choose which Shita they're going to go with, so long as they're consistent. You can choose to plug a mincha to be the end of your day, or you can choose later on, nightfall, to be the end of your day. Our Mishnah is assuming Seisa Kochavim is the beginning of the night. The Mishnah continues with the story. In terms of the halacha about the latest time to say Shema, so the Bartanur points out that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. However, l'charchila, when as soon as the zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis comes, meaning Seisa Kochavim, you're not supposed to eat or sleep or do anything until you say Kriya Shema and Yadavin, because we're afraid that you're going to forget to say Kriya Shema. So ideally, it should be done as early or as soon after Seisa Kochavim as possible. Mishnah concludes with the story, Ma'aseh Shabo Ubanav Mibes HaMishta. The story happened once that Rabban Gamliel's children, and again, Rabban Gamliel, who held you allowed to say Kriya Shema all night, came back from a party, Amrullah lo karinu Shema, and they said to their father, Rabbi Gamliel, you know, we still haven't said Shema, and it was well after Chatzos. So Amrullahem, he said to them, Imlo Allah Murashachar, Chayav Natam Likros. That you know what I hold? I hold that you have all night. And if it's not a Murashachar, yet you still have to say Kriya Shema. Velozu Bilvad, and it's not only by the halach of Kriya Shema that the Chachamim were extra cautious and said that you should only say Shema until Chatzos, but really you're allowed to say it much longer. El Kol Masha Amr Chacham Mad Chatzos, Mitzvah Sanat Shiala Murashachar. Anything the Chachamim tell you is only until Chatzos, really you're allowed to do until Amar HaShachar. For instance, Hector Chalav Veivarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs of the Karbanos on the Mizbeach, Mitzvah Sanachi Al Amar HaShachar, really goes all the way until Amar HaShachar. V'kol HaNechol L'Yom Echad, Mitzvah Sanachi Al Amar HaShachar. All Karbanos that are only eaten for the day that they are brought and the following night are allowed to be eaten up until Amar HaShachar of the next day. They don't become nosar until Amar HaShachar the next day. If that's the case, im kein lama amru chacham mar chatzos, why did the chacham say you only have until chatzos? K'dei laharchik adam in avera, the chacham simply want to keep us away from doing an avera. So in order to add an extra measure of caution, of precaution, to make sure that one does not forget to say Kriya Shema, the Chacham said, better to get it done by Chatzos, and this way one will not come to forget Kriya Shema. Bartanur points out that Hector Chalavim Veivarim, the Chachamim never really said until Chatzos. The Chachamim said that Hector Chalavim Veivarim could be done all night. The only reason it's mentioned over here is to let us know that generally all things that are mitzvasa b'layla, all things that are supposed to be done at night, are kasher kal halayla, can be done all night. So that's Mishnah Aleph. Now we begin Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph was about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Mishnah Beis now begins discussion of the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Meimus Akorna Shema B'Shachris. At what time can one start reading Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? Mishayakir Bein Tcheles L'Lavan. As soon as one can tell the difference between blue and white. Bartanur quotes two opinions. Is it to tell the difference between a blue strand and white strand on your tzitzis? Or perhaps within a clump of wool, of dyed wool, sometimes there are spots that remain undyed, that remain white. And perhaps you have to be able to tell the difference between the spots that remain undyed, that remain white, and the blue, which is the bulk of the wool. So one or the other, that's the earliest time for reading Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's even later, it's Bein Tchelis Lakarti. The earliest time to read Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris is when it's light enough outside that you can tell the difference between two much more similar colors, blue and green. V'gomra, when's the last time you could say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? Ada Neitzachama, up until Neitzachama. What is Neitzachama? So the Tosfos Yontif explains, Ad Shah Shachama Maschelas Lizrach Barashi Aharin. When the sun comes over the mountaintops, that's Neitzachama. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Shalosh Shaos. Rabbi Yeshua says, you have until 3 hours into the morning. Shekein Derech Bnei Adam Lama B'Shalosh Shaos. Because normally the children of kings only wake up 3 hours into the day. So although the rest of us wake up much earlier, since it's a Zman Kima, it's a time for waking up for somebody, that can properly be called uvukumecha, a time for waking up, and therefore you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema up until 3 hours into the day. Hakari mikan ve'elech lo hifsid, kadam hakari b'torah. Someone who reads after 3 hours into the day, while they may not be getting the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema b'zmana, but there's nothing wrong with reading Pesukim at that point in time. I mean, you're even allowed, the Bartanur points out, lo hifsin means, kolomar lo hifsin mi levarich lefnei l'achra. You're even allowed to make the birchus Kriyat Shema, even though the time passed, because it's at least, even though you're not yotze Kriyat Shema b'zmana, you get schar like a person who's reading Pesukim of Torah, because after all, Kriyat Shema is composed of Pesukim in the Torah.